Hi, this is Jenny Brown. Welcome to my podcast, Growing Up Through the Life Cycle, where each session looks at a different stage of life and the opportunities it presents for maturing self in relationship. Hi, welcome to number 2 of the podcast series, Growing Up Through the Life Cycle. My name is Jenny Brown, and today I'm going to reflect on the really critical life cycle stage of leaving home. All of us leave the home of our family of origin at some point in time, usually in young adulthood, and the relationships that we had with our parents at the point of leaving home and the way in which we separated from those relationships profoundly impacts the relationships that we have in our adult life. And as Bowen is the psychiatrist whose theory has predominantly influenced my book, Growing Yourself Up, and the way I work clinically. He writes that the person who runs away from his or her family of origin is as emotionally dependent as the one who never leaves home. They both need emotional closeness, but they're allergic to it. And this is an intriguing idea, isn't it? That it's just a heads and tails of the one coin if you leave home in a kind of running away, I don't need my parents, I can be independent without having an ongoing relationship with them, to the person who remains very dependent on their parents, still needs their parents to bail them out of difficulties, solve their problems for them, keep them secure in life, that the two different sides of the pendulum of leaving home are actually expressing a similar level of immaturity, an immaturity to knowing how to be a separate self while connected meaningfully to others. All of us leave home with some degree of immaturity. It's incredibly difficult for all of us to have a mature relationship back to our parents as young adults, to be able to listen to our parents but not always go along with them, respect our parents but be able to also calmly and thoughtfully disagree with them, to be able to make our own way in terms of being responsible for ourselves, but not to cut off from the important connection that we will always have to the family that we've grown up with. So I wonder how you left home. Were you one who kind of broke away from your parents, a kind of a running away, becoming independent really quickly, kind of showing your parents that you don't really need to rely on them, without having gradually learned how to become independent as a young adult? Or did you leave home, or perhaps you're in this stage at the moment, did you struggle more to leave home? Did you struggle to not regularly talk to your parents and hear the validation of a mum or a dad, rely on them to make decisions, continue to feel responsible for their well-being as they are responsible for your well-being? So how does one figure out how to leave home in a mature way? And is it too late to work on a more mature leaving home at any stage of the life cycle? I've been really grateful with one of my adult daughters that there was a stage of life where she came home again, deciding to go back to university, meaning that her financial situation was less secure. She asked if for a period of time she could come home so that she could change her career direction and do some more study. And this was a brilliant opportunity for me as a mum to work on a more mature way of allowing her to grow away from home, rather than my over-focus on celebrating her very quick independence in her early 20s, in the initial leaving home phase. If I look back on my own leaving home, a lot of it was at a time I moved from home into my married life. It was at a time when there were many challenges in my family, huge challenges. My mother was dying of breast cancer. And some of my leaving home was breaking away from having to manage the challenges of grief and loss and anxiety that was all part of what was going on in my family at that time. It was a very difficult phase, and I managed the challenges more with distance than with staying in contact with each of my family members and being able to find a way to talk about my experience of the loss that was going on for me and to be able to hear about what that was like for others. So I've learned quite a lot in the years that have followed about the influence of the way that I use distance to manage my leaving home and to manage the loss and the grief that was part of the leaving home period of my life. I wonder if you can reflect on the degree to which you have had a healthy growing away rather than a breaking away from each of your parents. And as a parent, I wonder if you can reflect on ways in which you give your adult or young adult child the space to grow away, but also to remain connected in a more adult way with your young person that can facilitate this balance of staying connected, but having one's own space to make one's way in the big wide world of adulthood. It is a bit like that, isn't it? Out into the big wide world, such a critical phase of life, the leaving home phase. But I would encourage each listener to think that it isn't all set in stone, the patterns of leaving home, however many years ago that might have been, that continuing to work on having a more mature, respectful, person-to-person relationship with each parent or parent to each child can rework the patterns that were forged during the leaving home phase of life.